tape, remember it, and wrote it up. Number one, how long a period of time did it take you to get the work completed? Number two, how much editing, shaving, rearranging, formalizing did you do before you were satisfied?
That's an embarrassing question. For this work, it's an embarrassing question. Because I went down, I have an apartment in Greenwich Village, and I go down, we go back and forth, my wife and I, and I just love that little place. It's on the top with repeat skylights and windows that look out over the city. And I got that, whenever I get down there, I talk about the miracle of Bank Street. I get into, my wife feels about it just as I do, because she doesn't have the great big house to do and all the social things. We just built a fireplace fire and I, and just have a wonderful time. And I got into my studio immediately, and that work just flooded in, and I must have completed it in less than a month. And there were no revisions. I trusted it as it was. So that isn't true of all works by any means, but it was true of that work. As a matter of fact, partly this has to do with the way I work. You know, artists don't always find revisions are better. And as a matter of fact, I remember Nadia Boulanger warning me, never throw away your original drafts, because it's very possible that they were right. Your first feeling can often be the right feeling. But I have developed a way of working that I think is somewhat related to this. I sketch, I don't use the piano, but I can't work without the piano being there. I don't know why. It's really funny. And I sort of sit at the piano, and I have a little desk here, and I get into my studio very early in the morning. I work best in the morning, I've discovered. And I write very fast, compose very fast, 15 minutes or to very most a half hour. By that time, my neck is breaking. And I really get a terror because I'm very excited about the work. And I always make myself stop this process of work when I'm most excited about it, because I know that I can't catch on to it the next day. If I should get to a dull spot and stop there, I know that I'm going to be in trouble the next day. So after about 15, 20 minutes, half hour, then I take this around, and I have a great big round desk here with lots of space, and I get my manuscript paper and take my sketches, and here I make this sketch into its final form. And this is just plain perspiration, and I worked at that for an hour and a half, and these things, these squiggles, which have been written very rapidly, and which give me pitch ideas, rhythmic ideas, sometimes measured ideas, but not very often. I translate this, and when one page of this is finished, it's meticulously done. Every breath, every bow, every detail of dynamics, I leave that. Then the next day when I come down, or perhaps I can have two or three work periods during the day, but at least when I come down into my studio again, I go around here and I sketch for about a few minutes, and then I come around and I do more of it. The sketch is always ahead of this working out thing. Quite a big deal ahead. But the working out always feeds the sketching, because as I see problems of there might arise instrumental problems in the noise. Or I might have ideas of sound. This is just, in a way, is as creative as that. But I don't want this precise way of working to impinge on the free way of working. When I'm working at that place, I want my dog on as long a leash as possible. And when I'm here, I want to be precise. So this is the way I work. Now, this might not be of any value to anybody else at all. This just happens to be the way I work. And I work, incidentally, by very much in very lightly in pencil. So when I get to the end of the piece, then I begin looking it all through. Then I might make revisions. But I don't think these revisions, I might throw the whole work away, of course. Or I might very possibly in the process, this happened once, after I got in, I suddenly realized that I didn't want the orchestra that way. So what I did was to start all over again. I just made the wrong decision, I thought, as to the organization of the orchestra. But since it's all very lightly in pencil, and incidentally, always with the full, if it's orchestra, always with the full possibilities of the orchestra, so that if I want to revise, I can add or put in, you see, I don't do short score, anything like that, because I want the space so that I can make the revision. So that when I go back, before I ink the score, whatever it is, I can do all sorts of revisions. I sometimes make revisions after I've heard the piece. There are little things, like one of my fault is that I'm always, every now and then I sneak into a composition, and I sneak in so quietly that I can't hear myself. Neither can anybody else, and that isn't a good situation, so I have to do something at the beginning of the piece. Just happens to be one of my failings. And there are little things, you know, that you revision. But I don't